You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A few months ago, we sent Audio Academy fellow Magnolia McKay to find the oldest streetcar in San Francisco. Well, she found it, and she reported a short story about it. But there's so much more to tell. She uncovered a kind of Cinderella story about a humble little streetcar that was once the laughing stock of the city. Here's Magnolia.
I'm on the yard where San Francisco's oldest working streetcar lives. When I get there, it's surrounded by muni workers in blue shirts. They're excited because this antique streetcar doesn't get out much. They call it the Dinky.
This car, it's got an ancient controller, so you have to be very careful with it.
Robert Parks works for muni. He shows me how he drives the Dinky. You apply power, release the brake, ring the gong, and get going. Dinky is adorable. It's short and boxy, painted a cheerful yellow color, and it still has its 19th century woodwork. To be honest, the ride is rather bumpy, but there was a time when this was the smoothest, quickest way around the city. Let's go back to the 1890s when streetcars first hit the scene in San Francisco. If you want to talk streetcars, transit historian Emiliano Echeverria is your man. He's a lifelong rail fan and even did track maintenance in the cable car system.
The electric trolley car was high tech. In its day, it was the thing going on.
In that time, the transit companies were all privately owned. Emiliano tells me that Dinky was built for one of these private companies in 1896. It was given the number 578 and painted yellow. The color indicated its route.
Which was very important because there were many, many people at that time who were either immigrants who were not familiar with English or people who were actually illiterate who couldn't read or write at all.
Back then, car number 578 was actually one of many Dinkies. All short, small streetcars were called Dinkies because of their size. But by the early 1900s, the Dinkies were already going out of style, getting replaced by bigger streetcars. Our Dinky could have easily gone to the scrapyard. But then came the great earthquake of 1906. The earthquake and fire leveled most of the city. And remember, this is before automobiles. So to rebuild, the rail companies turned their Dinkies into construction vehicles.
There were streetcars for carrying tools. There were streetcars for towing a wrecked car. Streetcars for carrying sand. Even cars for lifting track out of the street, everything.
Our Dinky became a sand car. San Francisco's famous hills and fog make rail transit a bit too slippery at times. So Dinky's new job was to drop sand on the rails to give passenger streetcars more traction. And actually, streetcars still do that today, only now they carry their own sand on board. But back to Dinky. When it went to work, it was boarded up, stripped of its seats, and painted a dull green. The life of a sand car was far less glamorous than that of a passenger streetcar. But getting this assignment was Dinky's first lucky break. Because old cars that didn't get a job, they were scrapped. Not our Dinky. Dinky worked as a sand car for decades.
World War I happens.
Dinky is delivering sand.
World War II happens. The Depression happens.
Dinky is still delivering sand. But its life was about to be threatened again. In the 1940s, Muni was expanding and took over the last of the private rail companies. But after two wars and a depression, those tracks and streetcars were in terrible shape. So in 1947, Muni put a bunch of bond measures on the ballot.
Let's raise money to rebuild the railway. Let's buy buses, let's buy trolley coaches, get those darn streetcars and those darn tracks off the streets.
Muni had a parade to raise support for the propositions.
And let's get the most decrepit, most ancient-looking thing we've got.
And they found our Dinky. They painted a slogan on it. My wheels are flat, my body sags, my upholstery is in rags.
Please vote for 1-7 and send me to streetcar heaven.
Dinky was the poster child for Muni's crumbling infrastructure, paraded around the streets of San Francisco like the bad kid in a dunce cap. It worked. The props to modernize Muni passed. That meant more buses and fewer rail cars. There wasn't much use for a sand car anymore, so it looked like Dinky's fate was sealed. The writing was literally written on its wall. One by one, the sand cars went to the wrecker.
Whoop, that went the sand car to the wrecker.
But then, Dinky got its second lucky break. It caught the eye of a Muni shop foreman named Charles Smallwood. He happened to be a rail fanatic, and he saw the beauty underneath the years of wear and tear. He got the idea to restore Dinky and some other old work cars.
He hid them in the back of the car house. So he would stash them there, and they were out of sight, out of mind.
So this guy had the gall to hide something bigger than an elephant until he raised the funds to have it restored.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long.
In 1956, Smallwood raised enough funds to restore Dinky to its former beauty. And the car that was once the dingiest in Muni's fleet became a show car. Dinky was sent to museums, and it starred in parades. Even a campaign parade for Richard Nixon.
Nixon now. Nixon now.
But Dinky's most crucial role came in 1983. At that time, San Francisco's iconic cable car system was being overhauled. That meant that all of the cable cars would be out of service for almost 2 years. City officials were worried that that would be bad for tourism, so they had an idea.
Let's run historic streetcars up and down Market from the Castro to the Bay Bridge Terminal, and that will satisfy people's, you know, desire to ride historic rail equipment.
Dinky was one of the stars of the show. It started as a one-time festival, and...
well, the darn thing was a blasting success.
San Francisco decided to make it a regular thing. Muni ran the restored cars they had, and then started importing more historic cars from all over the world.
That's the F line.
F, as in festival. Emiliano says that when the historic streetcars started running back in the 80s, downtown had a depressed look about it.
Nobody likes to get on a dreary, depressing bus or streetcar. You want to get on something that's nice, pretty. And the F line shows the transit can be fun. It can be pretty. It can be enjoyable.
I think it's really charming.
This is Norris Hung. I find him on the platform in front of the ferry building. One might think of the historic fleet as something for tourists, but Norris is a local, and he takes the F from time to time.
It's a really cool mix of something that seems both like a relic of San Francisco, but also practical.
In a rapidly growing city that's covered in construction cranes, the F line connects us to our past. Dinky only comes out for special occasions now. It's over 120 years old. But its legacy lives on. If Dinky hadn't been rescued and restored, we might not have an F line now. Who would have imagined that a dusty old sand car from the 1890s would inspire a whole fleet of vintage streetcars? Our Dinky came from humble beginnings, but it's now the crown jewel of Muni's fleet. In San Francisco, I'm Magnolia McKay for Cross Currents.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Magnolia is a fellow in KALW's Audio Academy, and you can take a ride on Dinky when it comes out for Muni Heritage Weekend every September. Find out more at KALW.org.
Went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake.